So Newcastle's own Hurricane Fall have got a new single called Another One More Time. Let's have a quick listen to it. Another one more time. One more time. Another midnight beat. Midnight beat. Another falling in and then heartbreak eyes and I can't resist. Yeah. That's Another One More Time from Hurricane Fall. Joining us to have a chat about it is Jesse this morning. How are we doing, Jesse?
Good, yourself?
Good, thanks, mate. Just, I'm reading the press release here, and I'd like your thoughts on this. It says, Newcastle's own Hurricane Fall are living proof that raw talent, ambition, and honesty can still prevail in an ailing music industry. That's a backhanded compliment if ever I heard of one.
It goes all right.
Oh, it begs me to ask the question, how is the music industry in 2021 for you?
A lot better than the music industry for someone in 2020, that's for sure. But it's fantastic at the moment. Things are starting to look a lot lighter and a lot better for all of us. And to be able to get out and play shows again has just been unreal.
And you've got a few more gigs coming up around the place. I do need to ask you, though, what is the song about, Another One More Time?
It's basically one of those post-breakup songs where you're kind of not sure about whether or not it was the right thing to do, and then in your intoxicated state, we'll call it.
Yeah.
you might end up back in that situation of being with that person again. So it is that kind of going back from orbit, that forbidden sort of love as well. So
we've all been through that person that we really probably don't need to have in our lives, but when you're at a weak moment, as you say, under the influence, if they come striding back in, you're going to go, yeah, I could ride that pony one more time.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Jesse, is this a song about anybody in the band in particular? Does this come from come from the heart in any way?
I think we've all been through it, as you said before. It's just one of those things that we kind of, that topic that you talk about. We sort of strayed away from the whole love song thing for the first part of our career as the band.
Yeah.
And we kind of went, we'll steer clear of the love songs. We'll try and stay out of love songs. And then they started dribbling their way back in and become that thing where we went, how about we do it a different approach for it and do something about not being in love, but kind of what was in love, that kind of feeling. So come from that sort of thing. So it wasn't really derived on anyone. And we had a couple of writers from overseas. We worked with a couple of guys from overseas to work on the song as well. So it was really, really interesting to bring it all together as it is.
Does it happen that as you're part of a band, if a guy's going through a breakup, it's like pat him on the shoulder, there, mate, but you're also thinking, we're going to get a song out of this. This is awesome.
Yeah. Actually, it has happened a few times.
Sorry to hear about
I think all the boys, I think we've all been, most of us have been through a breakup and a new relationship during the time of the band. So it's kind of funny that you say that, because I think there is a few of the songs that have hidden messages in them from previous relationships that we've had. So, it's definitely a good songwriting technique.
Well, you are musos and you are touring from time to time. It is hard to maintain relationships full-time under those circumstances, isn't it?
Oh, it is. It is. And, I mean, I take our hats off to the girls in the band now, the relationships that we've got now, and a lot of us have got kids and sort of going into that different part of our lives now. So it's good. I take my hat off to the girls, definitely, because we do travel a lot and we do get away. And as a lot of people knew, that when I had my daughter a couple of years ago, that she was born, and then 4 days later I had to fly over to New Zealand and play some shows over there. So it was kind of I appreciate my wife a lot for that.
Yeah, I think you should, mate, otherwise there'll be serious trouble. She'll be writing a song about you.
No, I think so.
Jesse, coming up, you're going to be up to Tamworth, Harvey Bay, the Gympie Music Master, down to Denny. You're all over the shop, so your forgiving partners are going to have to just be a little bit more forgiving as 2021 progresses.
Well, I think after a year with us all, they're probably happy about it.
Go! Fine! We'll see you when you get back.
Get out!
Good on you. Jesse from Hurricane Fall, thank you very much for joining us. Good luck with the new single, Another One More Time. We appreciate you joining us on 2NM.
Thanks so much, Andrew. Have a great day.